Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. DeepGreen.Earth is the personal website for Joe Gray, who is a field naturalist and eco-activist who lives in Great Britain. He's also currently studying for a PhD in conservation biology and is a knowledge advisor on ecological ethics for the United Nations Harmony with Nature program. And Joe, how are you doing today?
Well, very well. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. And let's start at the top. Tell us about your website, deepgreen.earth, and your overall philosophy about having a deep green worldview.
Okay. So for me, the website serves two real purposes. The first is to give me somewhere to post things that I'm writing that don't necessarily have another home. And secondly, it serves as promotion for the deep green worldview. And I'll say what that is in a second. It serves as promotion both through the content of the site itself and the email address that I can use as a result of having the site. I'm not big on branding, but email address seems to be a very good way to say something about yourself. You know, if it doesn't end in gmail.com and there's something interesting there, it might get people to have a look at your website. So you asked what the philosophy is then. So I'll quote something from the website to explain what it is. Now, the deep green worldview sees ecosystems, right, including both the biological and the physical parts of them. So the living beings, the soil, the water, as well as the ecological processes that connect to these things. So, you know, what's eating what? Is evolution taking place? All of these things are considered to have something called intrinsic value, a technical term, but essentially what it means is they have a value of existence in their own right, rather than merely through benefits that they confer to humans. In a sentence, that's it.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Now, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit more about yourself. And I've noticed that you write often for Ecological Citizen. You certainly seem very busy in the field of naturalist activities and conservation biology. So yeah, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yes, I don't get bored. There's always something going on. Perhaps the major project at the moment is this journal called The Ecological Citizen. This is a peer-reviewed journal that I launched last year with some colleagues, including Patrick Curry, who's a scholar of environmental philosophy based in London and in Great Britain. And this journal really, it serves as a safe place for people writing pieces that are grounded in the deep green worldview or ecocentrism, to give it a more technical term. It gives them a safe place to be able to submit pieces without the fear of needing to make their writing more focused on what it all means for humans. And in my experience, this is what other journals do. If you write a piece that's grounded in this ecocentric worldview, inevitably they say, well, that's all very well, but you need to actually tell us what are the benefits for humans. So that's part of it. It's just giving a safe place based on our own experiences of trying to submit elsewhere, sort of running into that brick wall. But perhaps more significantly, our mission is to challenge the idea of human supremacy, and through doing so help defend the Earth and all its beings from the sixth mass extinction, which is what is happening right now because of the growth of humans on the planet.
Yeah, that's fascinating stuff. Very, very interesting. If you don't mind, tell us about, you know, the website. You are a .Earth domain user, which is awesome. What made you choose to use the deepgreen.earth domain name?
So obviously there are a few of these green top-level domains, which is excellent, because when I was sort of looking a few years ago, registering domain names, there wasn't that choice. So what made me choose .earth? Well, what I liked it is it seems to have a really good underlying ethic without being too restrictive. It seems to be about doing good, and that's important. And on a more practical level, it was a domain name I could register through my existing registration service. So it meant I could manage it alongside my other domains without having to worry about domain transfers or something. So it was simple. Perhaps more significantly, it perfectly expresses the center of value in the deep green worldview, which is the Earth itself. So in a sense, it's perfect for me.
Oh, that's great. That's excellent to hear. Thanks for those insights. And now for our final question, what does the future hold for yourself and for deepgreen.earth and the ecological citizen and really everything that you're working on these days?
So, yes, just the summer, as you've already mentioned, I'm quite busy in the field. Yeah, active natural historian. So the winter will give me a period to do some more writing and put some more content up. The projects I'm going to be focused on, first of all, I think there's a real urgency, certainly in Britain and probably elsewhere in the world, to restore natural history in school curriculum. So I'd like to be able to do something to help with that. That's an urgent need, I think. Secondly, I'm working on an idea called eco-democracy. So this is about establishing political representation for non-human nature in decision-making systems. So that might be through having, you know, a human proxy to speak on behalf of a river. If a local, you know, political decision is being made on behalf of the river, why is it not represented? So this is very much in its early days, but that's going to require quite a bit of time and attention. I think that's something important. And finally, I think I may dabble in a bit of fiction writing. I know it's not something I'm particularly gifted at, but ideas are coming to me with an increasing frequency. And I think I just need an outlet to get some things down on paper, or rather in HTML. So those three things, as well as keeping everything else juggling in the air, will probably ensure that my winter will be well spent.
That's great. That's great. It's a perfect way to end this podcast interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Joe Gray, who is a field naturalist and eco-activist who lives in Great Britain. And he's also the owner of the deepgreen.earth domain. And as Joe mentioned, he's working on a lot of very interesting things that will really help kind of propel and expand awareness when it comes to the value in preserving our Earth, as well as humans' role on our special planet. And Joe, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.